Organizations must recognize that absolute security does not exist. Therefore, they must have a well-structured action plan that enables them to protect critical processes and respond effectively to security threats that could jeopardize operations and business objectives. Companies are obligated to react swiftly and efficiently to mitigate risks. A well-developed business continuity plan, BCP, is essential for ensuring that incidents do not result in catastrophic losses. This plan provides a structured approach to maintaining operations during and after disruptive events. Why is business continuity planning essential? Companies are obligated to react immediately and effectively to risks to minimize damage and prevent substantial losses. A business continuity plan helps organizations prepare for unforeseen events, ensuring minimal disruption to operations and reducing financial and reputational damage. Some key benefits of implementing a BCP include maintaining service levels within predefined thresholds, establishing a defined recovery period, assessing the organization's capacity to withstand high-impact risks, continuously mitigating service interruption risks, managing crises effectively, safeguarding personnel and company assets, ensuring clear internal and external communication during crises, upholding the principle of business as usual by recovering critical operations promptly, minimizing financial losses and reducing the likelihood of operational errors. Governance, risk, and compliance, GRC, in business continuity planning. Governance, risk, and compliance, GRC, plays a pivotal role in business continuity planning. GRC frameworks ensure that organizations maintain a structured approach to managing risks while adhering to regulatory requirements. Business continuity planning must align with overall risk management strategies and corporate governance policies. What is business continuity management, BCM? Business continuity management, BCM, ensures that critical business functions continue operating at predefined levels despite disruptions. BCM encompasses policies, procedures, and recovery strategies designed to safeguard stakeholders, corporate reputation, financial stability, and other key business assets. A well-developed BCM framework involves identifying critical processes and their dependencies, assessing potential risks and their impact on business operations, implementing preventive and corrective measures, regularly testing and updating the continuity plan. In the event of a disaster, a robust BCP helps maintain business reputation, prevent financial setbacks, and safeguard sensitive data by enabling a proactive response to security threats. Types of business continuity projects. 1. Business Continuity Plan, BCP. This plan encompasses all aspects of business operations, including infrastructure, human resources, industrial systems, communication strategies, and technology. Each area should have an action plan to address potential threats effectively. 2. IT Business Continuity Plan. This plan focuses solely on technological risks, ensuring that IT infrastructure remains operational in the event of cyber attacks, system failures, or data breaches. 3. Disaster Recovery Plan, DRP. A DRP specifically addresses catastrophic events such as natural disasters, major power outages, and infrastructure failures, ensuring a swift recovery. Phases of a business continuity plan. 1. Determining the scope. Organizations must classify business areas based on their priority levels. Identifying the most vulnerable areas helps ensure that efforts are concentrated where they are needed most. Senior management must be actively involved in this process. 2. Business Impact Analysis. A Business Impact Analysis, BIA, gathers all relevant information to identify critical business processes, assets, determine their support requirements, and analyze potential vulnerabilities. 3. Strategy Development. Once critical assets are identified, organizations must assess their ability to recover quickly from disruptions. If rapid recovery is not feasible, alternative strategies must be implemented to ensure resilience. 4. Contingency Response Planning. This phase involves selecting and documenting appropriate crisis response strategies. A crisis management plan should outline all emergency procedures and escalation processes. 5. Testing, Maintenance, and Review. Regular testing and maintenance are crucial for ensuring the effectiveness of a BCP. Organizations should leverage technology-driven simulations to evaluate their plans, identify best practices, and improve weaknesses. 6. Awareness and Training. Creating a risk-aware culture within the organization ensures that all employees understand the BCP and their respective roles during an emergency. Regular training programs should be conducted to reinforce this awareness. Continuous monitoring and risk management. Effective risk management requires continuous monitoring to detect vulnerabilities and prevent potential disruptions. The following strategies enhance monitoring efforts. 1. Key risk indicators, KRIs. KRIs help organizations quantify risk exposure and detect early warning signs of potential threats. These indicators include financial metrics, system performance data, cybersecurity threat levels, and compliance reports. 2. Automated risk monitoring systems. Advanced Governance, Risk and Compliance, GRC, software enables organizations to automate risk assessments, track real-time threats, and streamline decision-making. 3. Real-time threat intelligence. Integrating artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning into risk management strategies allows organizations to analyze vast amounts of data and identify anomalies that may indicate potential risks. 4. Incident response planning. A well-structured incident response plan ensures that organizations can react swiftly to security incidents. This plan should include predefined protocols for handling cybersecurity breaches, data leaks, and operational disruptions. 5. Regular audits and compliance reviews. To ensure ongoing effectiveness, organizations should conduct periodic audits and compliance reviews to verify adherence to BCP standards and regulatory requirements. Key phases of a business continuity plan. Developing an effective business continuity plan requires a structured approach encompassing multiple phases. 1. Scope definition. The first step in creating a BCP is to determine the scope of the plan. This involves classifying different business areas based on their priority level to identify the most vulnerable operations. High priority areas should be addressed first to ensure business continuity. 2. Business impact analysis, BIA. Conducting a business impact analysis, BIA, helps organizations identify critical business processes, assess potential disruptions, and determine the necessary recovery strategies. Key steps include gathering organizational data to understand business dependencies, identifying critical business functions and their support systems, assessing financial, operational, and reputational impacts of disruptions, prioritizing resources to ensure rapid recovery. 3. Strategy development. Once critical business assets are identified, organizations must establish recovery strategies to restore operations. These strategies should consider the feasibility of recovering key assets within a short time frame, alternative plans if immediate recovery is not possible, strategies for maintaining essential services during prolonged disruptions. 4. Contingency planning. A well-documented contingency plan outlines response strategies in case of an emergency. This includes identifying key personnel responsible for crisis management, establishing clear communication protocols, developing backup plans for critical operations, ensuring accessibility of emergency resources. 5. Testing, maintenance, and review. A BCP is only effective if regularly tested, maintained, and reviewed. Organizations should conduct regular drills and simulations to assess response effectiveness. Update the plan based on lessons learned and evolving threats. Incorporate new technologies to enhance continuity strategies. Ensure employees understand their roles and responsibilities in an emergency. 6. Employee awareness and training. Creating a risk-aware culture is crucial for effective business continuity. Organizations should train employees on emergency response protocols, conduct workshops to enhance risk management awareness, assign specific roles to employees within the BCP framework. As businesses navigate an increasingly complex risk landscape, business continuity planning must evolve to address emerging threats. Integrating governance, risk, and compliance, GRC, principles into BCP frameworks ensures that organizations remain resilient in the face of challenges. By proactively identifying risks, implementing effective continuity strategies, and leveraging advanced monitoring tools, businesses can safeguard their operations, protect stakeholders, and maintain long-term sustainability. A well-structured BCP is not just a regulatory requirement. It is a strategic asset that enables organizations to confidently navigate crises and emerge stronger. Investing in robust business continuity management practices is essential for long-term business success.